Hey guys, welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. I will be making my NFL Week 5 predictions for this week. And last week, I did my NFL Week 4 predictions on another podcast. It's called On the Hop. So feel free to check that out on other platforms or this platform. Yeah, other platforms. It's not available on Anchor. But yeah, guys, enjoy the show. All right, it is week 5 in the NFL, and this week is our first game in London. I'm actually recording this at 9:15 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time. And, you have the Dirty Birds, the Falcons, going against the Jets. I can't remember who this is a home game for. I guess, you know, they should start making the Chargers play an annual game in London, considering most of the fans that come to their games are away fans. Sad to say, but it's true. I got the Dirty Birds covering their 2.5 spread against the Jets. Zach Wilson, he had a great win last week. You know, the whole team had a great win last week against the Titans. I would not be surprised if the Jets win this game. Considering they're starting to get their pieces back. They got Crowder back. Now you have Davis. You have, you know, Elijah Moore and Denzel Mims. And it looks like they're finally figuring out who their starting running back of this year will be, and maybe the future if he plays well. And Michael Carter, they're probably not going to shift between him, Ty Johnson, and Tevin Coleman, for the rest of the year. It might be like maybe like half the snaps go to Carter, and then 25% of the snaps go to Ty, and then the other 25 go to Coleman. But yeah, give me the Falcons on this, and then I guess I can do over under as well for each game. By the way, it's just gonna be me talking for this episode. You know how I get down. 45.5. I think I'll take the over for that. Next, you have the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a home game for the Falcons, by the way. Next thing you know, you have the Eagles visiting the Panthers. Eagles, they did pretty well last week, considering like who they were going up against. I didn't expect them to win that game, but they kind of held their own for the most part. They had a couple touchdowns called back on them that could have made a difference in the game. But I still got Carolina winning. I was very impressed with how they played against Dallas. I was really surprised on how resilient they were after being down by so many points last week and almost making a comeback attempt. But I like the way the Panthers have been playing so far. I don't really think it's been like all luck. I think, you know, they've been getting really good on defense. They just got Stephon Gilmore. I don't know if he's going to be active for this game, but it'll still be exciting to see him play with J.C. Horn whenever he comes back, and Jeremy Chinn, and other members of that secondary that I keep hearing about. But over-under is 46. I think the over can go through with that. I think these teams can score some points. Darnold, he might have a couple rushing touchdowns. Christian McCaffrey will not play this game, though, for the second straight week. It'll be Chuba Hubbard. And from what I've heard, it'll be Chuba Hubbard, Royce Freeman, and I think his name is Rodney Smith. I think all three of them are going to get action like they did last week. So, you know, nothing really solidified with the Carolina backfield just yet while McCaffrey's out. I'm hoping like Chuba kind of takes over, because I have in a couple of fantasy leagues. So if for some reason McCaffrey does miss a significant amount of time, I hope Chuba is the guy that gets, you know, the bulk of the carries from here on out. But yeah, give me the Carolina Panthers winning this game against the Eagles. Now you have the Cincinnati Bengals hosting the Green Bay Packers. I think Green Bay will win this game. I think they can cover their 2.5-point spread. That was a game I'm trying to avoid, though. It's just really tough because, like, the Bengals, I feel like they've improved a decent amount this year, and they're not a team to, you know, they're a force to be reckoned with a little bit. They've played some pretty good teams on the schedule that they've beaten, and they've won a lot of close games. But I don't know. I mean, we'll see. This will be another test for the Bengals, because we know We know the Packers are kind of established already, but the Bengals were trying to figure them out this year after a down year last year. Over under 51, I feel like this game might go under. Might be one of those grit and grind games where it might be like maybe like 23 to 20, maybe 24 to 20. But it could definitely crack the 50s, but both offenses are really going to show up. Next, you have the Patriots and the Texans. The Patriots are 7.5-point favorites. It just kind of pisses me off because I took them at 8.5. You know, it makes a big difference. You know, any amount of points makes a difference. I don't care if it's 2 points, 1 point, a half point. If you're really confident in the team, you want that to be as small as it can be. My line's 400 to minus 400 for the Patriots. Over under 39. I think that game might go over. There's some really low over unders for today. It's crazy. But yeah, give me the Patriots on this one. I like the way they performed last week against the Bucs. Davis Mills gives me no confidence at all. He's not ready. I'm sorry, he's not. Nothing against him. You know, he wasn't, you know, really meant to play this year. We thought it was going to be Deshaun Watson, and we knew he wasn't playing. And we thought it was Tyrod Taylor, and, you know, he gets injured. Excuse me, guys. And then Davis Mills, like, usually, like, a quarterback that succeeds Tyrod Taylor normally ends up being a starter, but I can't see Mills being a starter in the future. I mean, unless he improves his game, I wouldn't give up on him just yet. But I don't even know who, like, the fourth-string quarterback is now. Like, who would back up Davis Mills if who would back up Davis Mills if he gets hurt? At this point, I'd rather see Cam Newton out there than him. somebody. But yeah, give me the Patriots on this one. And I think I'm trying to figure out what my lock of the week is going to be. I don't know if I want to make it this game or if I want to make it another game. You know, I'll wait that one out. Then you have the Tennessee Titans visiting the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're 4-point favorites. The Titans are, you know, division game. Can't go either way. You know, the Titans are looking very vulnerable right now as they lost to the Jets last week. A game that they shouldn't have lost, by the way. I know A.J. Brown and Julio Jones were out, but I still think you should be able to beat a Jets squad that's still, like, on the rise in a slower way, you know. We know when we say a team's on the rise, it's like, you know, they're getting better. But, like, the Jets, for right now, it doesn't really look like they're getting better. They just need to surround themselves with some pieces on defense. I think they're fine on offense. I mean, Zach Wilson, you know, you can't expect the rookie quarterback to come in and, you know, win a division. But, I mean, I think it starts with him. And then I feel like he has the receiving core to help him out. And his running back situation, the Jets running back situation, is something they're trying to figure out, but they just need some help on defense as well. But back to this game, I got the Titans winning this game. I got Derrick Henry getting a buck 50 on this team today. The Denver Broncos are 1.5-point favorites against the Steelers. I got the Broncos winning this game. Over under 39. I think that game can go over. You know, both teams cracked the 20s and it's over right there. But I don't know. The Steelers, they, I don't know. This is one of those games where it's like both defenses are pretty good and both offenses really, you know, aren't that good. But I got the Broncos winning this game. I'm pretty confident in them. And then you have the Saints visiting the Washington football team. I got the football team winning this game. Despite them being 2.5-point underdogs, I think they can win this game. I feel like I don't like the way the Saints performed last week against the Giants. I feel like if the Giants can beat them, the Washington football team can too. And I don't know. I don't know. There's just something like normally, like, there's always going to be some upsets, and I feel like this can be one of the upsets of the week. It doesn't help that Logan Thomas is out on IR. So, you know, McLaurin and, you know, McKissick and Gibson and De'Ami Brown. Oh, and Curtis Samuel, you know, he's expected to play today. He's expected to make his debut, so that'll help the football team as well. Adam Humphries, all those guys are going to have to be ready to have a good game, especially McLaurin, as he'll probably go against Marshawn Lattimore. Over-under's 43. Give me the over. This is going to be my lock of the week. The Detroit Lions are visiting the Vikings. You know what I mean? I think the Detroit Lions are going to have the first overall pick next year. Vikings are 10-point favorites. Vikings, I know they're going to be mad about their loss to Cleveland last week. They're going to be at home. They're playing against a not-so-good defense that's missing a lot. They're going against an offense that's an offense that doesn't seem to show up until the second half of games. When they're already down by so many points and teams start to give them cushions and whatnot. But yeah, but over on 49.5. Give me the freaking over on that one, man. Vikings minus 475 money line. Give me the Vikings. Miami Dolphins are visiting the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are 10-point favorites. I don't know if they'll cover that spread, but I think they will win that game, though. I have no confidence in the Dolphins at all. None. I wish they had a better quarterback. But, I mean, Brissett, he's okay. I mean, I guess he's that guy that you want to be your backup. But, I mean, even watching Tua so far, I'm not confident in him. But, you know, I wanted to see Tua get a full season under his belt. But he continues to have health issues. Dolphins should have kept Fitzpatrick. I'm sorry. Give me the Bucks. The Browns and the Chargers. I am looking forward to this game. This is the 4 o'clock game that I care about the most. And I can't wait to see the Chargers next week, too. This is a division rival, Ravens division rival, against a pretty good team. So it can definitely have some impact in the standings, you know, for a wild card and whatnot. These two teams are fighting for wild card spots, which I think they will. I got the Ravens and the Chiefs winning their divisions. But give me the Chargers on this one. Give me the over on this one, too. You know, both defenses playing pretty well. I just think there's going to be some points on the board today. I think Eckler or Keenan Allen are going to turn up. The Browns, I feel like, I don't know. I don't know. It seemed like the way they played against Minnesota last week, they were taking a step back. It seems like Odell and Baker Mayfield can't get in the rhythm. But, you know, Chubb and Hunt, you know, they keep doing their thing, and they always will. That's the best 1-2 running back duo in the NFL by far, Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. But I think Justin Herbert and the Chargers will find a way to win this game. Next, you have the Bears and the Raiders. It's the Khalil Mack show. And it's the Khalil Mack Bowl, I guess. Former Raider. I think this is the second time he's played against his former team, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, the Raiders are 5-point favorites. I think I would take that. Justin Fields, he's going to be in a very interesting atmosphere today as he's visiting Vegas. Could be some rookie jitters here. Over-under's 45. That's tough. That game might go under. Because I don't know. I don't know how the Bears are going to hold up. But, yeah, give me the Raiders. I think Khalil Mack will have 2.5 sacks today. Next, you got the Cowboys. Cowboys are hosting the Giants, 7-point favorites. Giants could win this game. They really can. It's one of those games where Dallas is, like, having a lot of momentum, and then you run into a team that you think you can beat, and then they just end up playing better than you that day. But I still got the Cowboys winning. Kind of need them to as well. But, yeah, I need CeeDee Lamb to step it up. Amari, he's going to do his thing. Dalton Schultz, he's been pretty hot. I think he'll probably continue his hot streak. He might score today. Daniel Jones, he's coming off a good game. Barkley, looking like his number 2 overall pick self again. Hopefully he continues that momentum for the rest of the season. I'm rooting for him. I'm tired of seeing guys with his talent and caliber having injuries decimate him. but I got the Cowboys. Trey Lance making his first career start. This is a Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick situation all over again, where Lance is going to play well enough to take the job from Jimmy Garoppolo. I just feel like it's going to happen. But I don't think it starts this week, though. Give me the Cardinals. They're the only undefeated team left, and they're going to be the only undefeated team left after this week. Give me the Cardinals on this one. -5.5, I'll take that. Bills and Chiefs. The Chiefs, they've cost me some bills, if you know what I mean. Losing to the Ravens and losing to the Chargers. But they had a bounce-back win against the Eagles last week, and I think they'll have another win against the Buffalo Bills today. 2.5-point favorites, over on his 56. Give me the over. Sunday Night Lights, it's going to be fun. And then, you know, you got the real team playing on Monday night, the Baltimore Ravens. They're hosting the Colts. Give me the Ravens. I don't know if I like that -7, though. And that over under 46, I think that'll go over. But I don't like that -7, though. So I would take the money line, -320 on the Ravens. But all right, guys, thank you for listening.